Hi, and welcome everyone to my third podcast. My name is Mark, and this is the third podcast of my series. I'm a psychic medium, and I've created these podcasts for the sake of inspiring and motivating anyone out there who's listening to continue to move on and enjoy their life and pursue their passions. And it's essentially the reasoning and the motivation and the dedication to this. That's why I do these podcasts. And the first podcast was sort of, you know, an intro of why I'm doing it. The second podcast was more or less my history through some of my experiences. This podcast in particular, I wanted to sort of talk about sort of the why, the whys in mediumship. Why does it exist? Why doesn't it exist for some people? Why do people believe? Why do people don't believe? What's the benefits of mediumship? And all those things. And all of it, of course, ties into your passion, anything you do. And I'll explain that now by talking about a recent seminar that I was listening to. I purchased, downloaded a seminar, and it was about psychic development, and it was also about mediumship and channeling. And the psychic who's teaching students on psychic development through this, you know, seminar had gone through a development course with them, and now they've reached a point in their development where they're going to learn to communicate with the other side, which is an advanced methodology. But before they began to try to practice and utilize methodologies to communicate with those who passed on, the teacher had asked the group of students a question. And that question was, before we begin to discuss or even try to practice mediumship, I want you to ask yourselves, why mediumship? And you can give me any answer you wish, but it can't be the following. You cannot tell me you're going to do mediumship or you want to do mediumship because you want to get rich. That cannot be your answer. You cannot tell me that you want to do mediumship because you want to be famous. That is also not an answer that I'll accept in this seminar. And the third one is, you cannot say that you want to help others. That's not an answer that I'm going to be able to accept in this seminar. And I was very curious to this whole, you know, intro for a class. And finally, after a few moments of silence, a student raised her hand and said, "I want to do it for selfish reasons. I want to do it because I want to know if life exists. I want to know because I'm scared that when I die, nothing happens. So I want to do this. I want to know." And the teacher said, "That is a great answer. That's an honest and great answer. And the reasoning is because you're going to need more than one, typically, one reason to get you through a lot of dark moments when you're pursuing any passion in your life, whether that's cooking, whether that's fixing cars, whatever it is. You're going to need more than one reason. You know, and if your passion was fixing cars and automobiles, and you say to yourself one day, well, I want to make a lot of money, so I'm going to fix cars. Chances are, of fixing cars or tinkering with them is going to diminish. Because you need more than one factor. If it's fun, then that's going to be a great reason. You got to have fun. If what you're doing isn't fun anymore, it's no longer your passion, you know? I don't know if I totally got that until recently. There was another medium out there, a world-renowned medium that said, that sort of helped me and said, you know, mediumship should be a party. Mediumship should be like a reunion, a family reunion, a friend reunion. It should be a party. You should be excited. You should feel the same way you would by going out with your friends to a party or going to a family event that is going to be fun. That sort of fun and celebration and all that should be there. It should not be anxiety. It should not have anxiety. It should not have dread. It should not have worrisome and all that, because that's not what the purpose is. Now, for me, you know, mediumship was always fascinating because I've always been interested in other worlds. I've always been interested in big picture stuff. I've always been interested in religion. I've always been interested in just the mysteries of the world. I've always had an imagination. I've always been interested in stuff like that. Whether it was, you know, what was going on before we got here on this planet, or if it was the life after death. I was always thinking about that. Religion came easy to me. I was always able to discuss at great length at a very early age. Complicated concepts that normally kids and children probably wouldn't be able to understand cognitively. I wasn't really good at a lot of subjects because they were boring. But religion was interesting to me. It was easy. It was the only thing that really interested me because it was the only thing, in my opinion, that mattered. Because all this other stuff that I was learning, like science and math, it didn't matter to me. That was someone else's opinion. What really mattered is, what if I'm living here today, will it count, quote unquote? What I do right now in this moment, bad or good, is there someone out there who's keeping score? Is the amount of bad I do really going to hurt me in the long run? Or is the amount of good I do really going to be a reward for me at the end? That's a couple of things that I questioned. I also pondered where exactly the next stage of life was. Literally. And so all that stuff, you know, was a constant idea for me growing up. But, you know, ghosts, paranormal stuff, that stuff was awesome to me. I had so many reasons why mediumship was fun. I have so many reasons still. But it's not just to help people, because believe me, I love helping people, but there's a lot of ways I can do that. And there's a lot of ways I have done that. I've helped people in a lot of different ways in my life. Through mental health, or just through volunteering, through all kinds of things I've helped people. Through donating money and time and clothing, and, you know, you can help humanity in a plethora of ways. So I want you to think hard about what you're pursuing out there. I really want you to think about this today. At the end of this podcast, I really want you to understand that you're going to need more than one reason. Because every passion that you pursue in your life will have a dark night to it. Call it the dark night of the soul. And there's going to be a lot of times where you fall down. and you want to give up. I talked about that in my, I think my first podcast about Steve Jobs talking about any normal person wanting to, would give up on their passions as a career, because you'd have to be crazy to keep going, because it's so hard. It's so hard to pursue your passions for a living sometimes that a lot of people give up. Whether it's a small business idea, or it's innovating, or it's simple things that everyone around you just tell you, just do the normal, easy thing. And I'm here to tell you, if you can come up with more than one reason than just the obvious, you'll have an easier time going through it. You know, moving through it, moving through the dark times of your passion, you're going to need more than one reason. In my opinion, mediumship is not for everyone. And a lot of mediums would tell you this too. So a lot of listeners out there and a lot of people who are skeptical about getting a mediumship reading, they, even I have a couple friends that say, you know what, I've never talked to a deceased family relative or friend, so how do I know it's true? Because what, you know, it doesn't make sense for you to be able to do it and I'm not able to do it. And I have some clients that say, you know, I have a belief in mediumship, but yet the person who I'm wanting to talk to never shows me a sign. And there's reasons for this that mediums all have weighed in on, and they've said mediumship is not for everyone, and the communication between the two worlds is not for everyone. Mavis Patilla said this in an interview with Bob Olson. She said that, and she says she believes that mediumship is not for everyone, and even the communication between the two worlds. Now, it could be your destiny. It could be religious issues. It could be a karma thing. But, you know, some mediums believe that if you're from a particular, if you're born into a genetic structure, like Mavis said, you're just not destined to communicate with the other side when you're living. And you have a different destiny when you pass on. You know, reincarnation may not be for everybody. Not just the idea here in the physical world, but on the other side, it may not be in your soul's destiny, reincarnation. You may truly just live one life, go on, and have to live in a different world, per se, on the other side, and experience different things, and then you go back to God. So, different religions aren't necessarily wrong. They're just a different path. You know what I mean? Like, it's not set in stone. There's not a consensus that reincarnation is absolute among mediums. It's not a consensus. There's not a consensus that says you die, you go to heaven, that's it. You go back to God too. Not a consensus. There's just different paths in this experience. What seems to be a common theme is that God created the world, this physical reality, and gave us free will. So when you blame God for the bad, you really can't, because His intention was to provide an experience and for us to make the most of it. And the physical world created the disharmony, the physical world created the contrast. However, without the contrast, we can't evolve. Because without the contrast, you wouldn't understand love. Without bad, you wouldn't understand good. Without the left, you wouldn't understand the right. Without suffering, you would never understand compassion. So there it is. But there's so many other benefits to mediumship, getting back to that, that people, like even my couple of friends of mine, would say, what is the point? What is the point? Well, the point is a lot. There's a point, there's a healing that goes on. There's a healing that goes on when someone gets a reading. There's also a reading, there's also a healing that goes on amongst the souls on the other side. And yes, the souls and the spirits, they are in this infinite place that's wonderful, but they need healing too. In the spirit world, as Mavis Patula would say, there is compensation and there's retribution. It's some medium's belief around the world throughout the sands of time that when you die and you pass on to the other side, you are still evolving, and with that, you're looking for forgiveness. You're looking for karma, for those experiences that didn't really work out so much, to be resolved. And sometimes that may take a lot of years, and sometimes you may have to wait for that person who's on the physical earth to die, to see them on the other side, for that healing to really occur. But there seems to be two main reasons why spirits want to come through in mediumship readings. The one thing is love transcends. Love is constant, and that's a message where that is so much expressed in a mediumship reading. I can't even elaborate, because it's too beautiful for me to describe in words, that some energy, a soul, a spirit, who's in an infinite place would want to communicate with a family member or a friend or someone they may never have met but knows who they are, wants to tell you, hi, I love you, and I'm going to try my best to encourage you to be happy. That is a love that's so profound that it's amazing. So love transcends and is infinite. Love never stops. It's never ending and it's infinite. And the second thing is forgiveness and karma and all that. There's a lot of I'm sorry's out there. There's a lot of that. Spirits want to make right what they made wrong on the physical earth. A lot of people say, well, there's some people out there that say, well, beyond that, what else? Well, there's mediums out there that have solved a lot of crimes. They've solved a lot of missing person cases. And yes, with the good comes the bad. Yes, there are a lot of psychic mediums who have tried to solve a case and it didn't work out. It happens a lot. But you take the good with the bad. It also gives insight to your own life, a reading. That you may not have really seen or realized. There's a lot of benefits. But grief is a big one. And what I've learned is through mediumship, through my giving readings, I only really realized this until I was doing it. Because I've lost family members really close to me. Really, really close to me. Believe me. I've seen the process. So, I'm ready. Like, I'm suitable to be giving mediumship readings. I'm suitable to be lecturing on grief because I've gone through it. Okay. But I didn't really realize the sort of like the best way to handle it or not handle it. and to put it into words, but mediumship really shows and illustrates that with grief, you need to move through it. If a person close to you passes on and you don't express it, that's not good. Like a lot of people, strong people, smart people, kind people out there, they'll lose someone and they'll never talk about it. And they do wonderful things and they help a lot of people. And they just don't do it. They just don't move through it. They don't necessarily stop living and going through their day-to-day activities, but they don't move through the grief. That part of them is locked away and is just, it's stopped, it's frozen, and it's not dealt with. When you do that, you prolong the grief. And what happens is, see, what happens in a lot of times when you lose a deceased relative or friend, they try to contact you, and a lot of times, if it's in your destiny, if it's possible, again, we go back to the soul. If it's possible, that mediumship is something that you would be open to. Not necessarily the biggest part of your life, but even if it's a glimpse, and it's there, a spirit will try to seek out a medium for you. They will always try to come around you and try to make you aware of their presence. But sometimes that's just not enough. Even if they tap you on the shoulder or turn on the TV for you or flicker a light, a lot of times that's not good enough, you know? And we doubt it because it's, we just do. Because part of it is the grief involved with it. Like, you want to believe so much that you're not quite sure if it's just your imagination or if it's the real experience. So, I truly believe that mediumship readings are set up a long time in advance. It involves the spirits, plural. It involves you and your spirit guide. And most of the time, you know, your spirit guide and your spirits, your loved ones who have passed on the other side, they find the right medium for you in terms of who you actually need to hear from and how it comes through. Now, there's a lot of mediums out there that would be suitable for you, but this, the way the messages, some of the messages that come through, it may not be your time to hear those exact messages, so you might have to find a different medium that can convey specific messages. You know what I mean? For example, I lost a father of mine, I lost my father, a few years back, and I've had mediumship readings since then, and a lot of them were pretty short in terms of him coming in, not saying much. And these were good mediums, you know. But just because I didn't get a lot of evidence that it was my father, just because I didn't get a lot of advice or whatever from my father in those readings, doesn't mean that the medium was bad. It means that I probably wasn't ready, because eventually, it took a couple years, I got a reading, and all of a sudden, my father dominated the reading for like an hour. And I really truly believe that it was my time and it was his time, because I don't even think my father on the other side was completely and utterly ready, because he didn't think I was. And a lot of it has to do with your relationship with the spirit, that's one, but also has to deal with where what you're doing in your life now. Like, if your focus is on your career or things going on, and if that is so distracting for you, that of course you're probably, you know, the spirits on the other side would rather you get help with all that stuff than to kind of, like, you know, go through an hour of just one spirit talking about how they miss you and giving you evidence and all that. There's so many different reasons why your readings are going to be different and not necessarily good or bad. But it's a process between you. It's a process of where you are in your life. It's a process of where the spirits are and the comfortability and the forgiveness and the love and the all that stuff and the medium too. Like the medium's frame of reference is important. If the medium doesn't have a frame of reference for something, you know, it's not going to come through. So another thing about mediumship that I want to bring up with all that said is you cannot make demands on the spirit world. I can't tell you enough how many times I hear people say, I demanded this or asked this and it didn't come true. Inside and outside of a reading. For example, there's so many people out there that say, you know, on my birthday, I asked for, you know, a sign from my Aunt Betty. And the sign I wanted was for her to tap me on the shoulder. And my birthday came and gone, and nothing happened. But I really believe in the other side. Sometimes when you ask for signs, they do come true. But oftentimes when we make demands in the spirit world, those things never come true. There's been readings where I've given a lot of evidence that this spirit who's coming through is no doubt your aunt or your uncle, your father, your son, or your, you know, brother or your daughter. But then I'll get a client that says, okay, that is great. And I know it's this person, but if this person tells me this so-and-so thing, that will make it. And it never happens. Now, if you go to like 10 or 20 mediums and you're looking for that one thing, whether that's your nickname or if it's like the shoe you're wearing that you want, like your favorite shoe, you want that as the sign that you need to validate that that's really your father. You might get it in 1 in 20 readings, but you're taking a huge chance. Because, again, it has to do with the demands of the spirit world. If you read my website, I specifically write, I cannot guarantee that the soul or spirit you're looking for will absolutely come through. And if you go watch John Edwards or any other mediums in the world that have any credibility, they say the exact same thing. Go talk to George Anderson. Go see John Edwards. Go watch John Edwards, any of his demo readings. Go watch him live, because I have. Because I've seen all these, and I've networked with all these mediums. And I'm telling you, when mediums out there try to have... Maybe they've told you that they can absolutely guarantee the person you're looking for will come through. It's not true. A lot of times, the person you're looking for does come through. A lot of the times. But not all the time. So that should never be a guarantee. And a lot of times, and you watch John Edwards, especially his Evolve readings where he Skypes. If you ever get a chance to watch it, he has so many people that he has to tell in the beginning of the reading. And I use John Edwards as an example because he is the most successful medium in the world, and probably in the history of mediums. He just is. But he'll stop the client in the middle of the reading and say, I know you're looking for this person, but you're going to have to put that on hold because I have your Aunt Martha here. You know, I know you really want to hear from your sister, but you have an aunt here that really wants to talk. And I'm giving you all this evidence that this is truly your aunt, and you have to understand and respect the process. And this is a beautiful moment. You know, it's interesting to me. The only way I can compare that, getting a mediumship reading is like being at home and calling up all your relatives or emailing all your relatives and saying, please come over today, any one of you. I would love to see you all. And then the first relative comes to your door, you open it up and you say, you're not my sister, you're my aunt, and you close the door. Like, how rude is that? That's the same thing in a mediumship reading. If you get a reading and you're only looking for one person to come through, and all these other deceased relatives and friends come through, and you say, no, I don't want to talk to you, you're shutting down your channel. You're shutting down the medium's channel to the other side as well when you do that. And now the reading is you have to kind of start over. That really shuts down the communication, the link to the other side. And then the medium has to reopen that link. And it's very difficult to run a reading like that. But believe me, you, I've had a lot of readings where I've wanted a few people to come through and they never came through. But that doesn't mean I didn't appreciate the other spirits that came through, because even though I was looking for a certain few, a spirit that I didn't realize was going to come through came through, and I really, like, oh my gosh, you know, I had a lot of oh my gosh moments. Like, I didn't realize that this is how they were, or I didn't realize how much they care for me, or I didn't realize how awesome it was to reunite with my great aunt on my mother's side. Like, how awesome is that, that she's saying hi? How awesome is that, that I get to relive who she was and experience that again? And it's truly a family reunion. Even like friends or even classmates you never really hung out with come through, or your in-laws come through. Like, how awesome, how profound of love is it if your in-laws are coming through? You know, I went to an event and I saw in a gallery reading, and I always use this example for a lot of my private readings, I'll say this example, but I witnessed a whole family stand up and was getting read, and there was one guy in the family, he was being read, and it was all his in-laws in the spirit world were coming through. All in-laws. Like, there's nothing more validating that is pure mediumship than to have your in-laws come through in a reading, because you're not looking for your in-laws, right? And it just shows you that you don't have to be you don't have to be related to have love. And it just shows you another example of what the other side really truly is. It's a miraculous, infinite, beautiful place that is beyond our understanding probably at this moment, but maybe someday we will. Another thing about mediumship, with all that said, it shows us the greatest miracle. It shows us that love never dies. No matter how much time you spent or how little time you spent with someone, love never dies. And it continues on forever. And the other question I often get with mediumship is it a gift or is it a faculty? Now, I used to say to everybody when they ask me, can anyone do mediumship? And I would say yes. Yes and no. If you're asking the question, can anyone do it? Typically, you're probably open to it if you're asking the question. So it's probably possible. Now, communicating between the two worlds is easier than being a medium in terms of providing readings for others. But if you're asking, it's usually possible for at least the other side to communicate with you in some way, shape, or form. Now, again, this goes back to making demands in the spirit world. You just can't. You can't say, I've had 3 experiences with my Aunt Sally, who's passed on. She's moved my belt in my room. She's moved a lamp, and I think she's turned on the radio. But I want more. But it's not going to happen. It might happen, but you can't demand it, because we don't have control over the other side. We just don't. And there's reasons why they reach out. They're going to communicate with you to let you know that love never dies. But they're not going to keep communicating with you if the intention is like, if you don't have faith and you want an absolute knowing, that's probably a bad reason. Like, there's a reason why we can't see the other side every moment of the day. Like, there's a reason why there's a veil. because you're not supposed to know 1,000% that the other side is there. You're supposed to have some faith. You know, faith is more powerful than a knowing, because it just is. Because when you have faith, there's a love there. You know, it's exactly why we experience the physical world. We're experiencing the contrast, so we really appreciate love. Same goes with communicating with the other side. If, I mean, I'm a medium myself, and I'm not saying to my father in spirit form, hey, write your name on the wall right now, and if you don't, you don't exist. Like, that's demanding them to do something. And that's not the purpose. And that's not helping you in the long run. You're using the other side as a crutch when you do stuff like that. You have to be thankful for the signs and the experiences you get that's given to you. And if you're looking for more, you're going about it the wrong way, and that's not the way it's supposed to go. Because you're not going to learn. You're not going to learn if you know 1,000%, 100% sure that it is there. Because, you know, you have to have faith. Faith is stronger, and it will motivate you to do so many great things, more so than you would know. If you knew something, it's not as strong as faith. It's just not. Your faith in anything is going to be the strongest thing. Much like your passions. You know? If you knew 100% that working on cars was going to make X amount of money and it was going to do this, that, the other, this, that, the other, takes away the fun of it. And the experience is going to be the same exact experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it would never change. But with some mystery and some and a little bit of, you know, contrast, it makes the play interesting. And that's what it's all about. So I hope that when you're deciding about your passions and you're deciding about what you want to do with your life, you think about it more than one way. It has to be fun. It has to be, you know, more than just an obvious answer. Can't be just about the money. If you want to call it a passion. If you want your calling to be your work. Everyone on this planet is unique. Completely unique. There's not a single person that is exactly the same as the next. There's going to be differences. Your personality is going to be, there's going to be some different interests, some different frames of reference, experiences, all the creativity will be different. So whatever that you have passion for, you have to do it. It's going to be your soul's purpose to maximize your passions to the greatest of your capability. And with that, you are directly and or indirectly going to help this planet. You're going to help humanity. You're going to help the world, because only you can offer the rest of the world your unique gift and passion. Only you can. From your frame of reference, from your specific talents and gifts and skill sets, only you can do this. Only you can fulfill the role that you can fulfill. So when you do that, there's going to be always someone out there that needs that from you. They're going to need you for something. So I hope you realize that, and I hope it helps. I'm going to be uploading other podcasts soon, so please look out for those. Go to my website, www.marktroymedium.com. Check out some of my YouTube videos. I'm going to be making more of those pretty soon. Feel free to email me with any questions, any comments, any great thoughts. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye now.